诸佛菩萨、师父上人、各位莲友，阿弥陀佛。我是恒公，很久没有上来跟大家结结法缘。今天我们念佛到第六天，已经是非常好的一天了。那我们来认识一下，我们念佛阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛是他的名号，是从哪里来的？
O Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, Noble Masters, O friends in Dharma, here is Heng Gong. I haven't been up here for a long time, and I would like to take this chance to tie Dharma affinity with the Great Assembly. We are now on the sixth day of reciting the Buddha's name. I feel quite good reciting the Buddha's name, and now I think it's a good time to get to know where the holy name of Amitabha is from.
那我们知道阿弥陀佛，这是他是一位国王。那时候我们佛在住世的时候是四自在王佛，他讲法的时候就有一个国王，有一位国王去听法，听法非常的殊胜，他就想要舍掉他的国王，舍掉他的王位，去跟四自在佛出家。
Back when Amitabha was a king, and that was when Buddha was in the world, this Buddha is 四自在王佛, and when the Buddha was speaking the Dharma,The king went to listen to the Dharma, and it was so supreme that this king would like to renounce his kingdom and live the home life under this Buddha.
那他的法号叫做法藏比丘，他就跟他的师父讲说：“师父，你应该教我，我怎样来修行。”那四自在佛就跟他讲说，你应该要你的心境就是可以成就你的国土境。法藏比丘说，这样子很慢，我来不及了，我应该要以佛的这种功德来做我的功德才比较快。
He left home as a Dharma name of Dharma Treasury. And he told his master that, Master, you should teach me how to cultivate. Then the Buddha, 世自在王佛, told him that once your mind is clean, then you will have a purer Buddha land. And the Bhikshu Dharma Treasury told the Buddha that it was too slow.I won't be able to catch up since it was too slow. If I would have the merit virtue of the Buddha, that would help me to speed up my cultivation.
那四自在王佛啊，就跟法藏比丘讲，210亿哦，诸佛的国度，他那边的天人的善恶国度的出妙，跟他讲了以后，他就心里有一个模型，他就可以想要，他说我应该要怎样来清净我的国度。
Then 世自在王 Buddha told the Bhikshu that how the beings, heavenly beings in this 210 billion pure land, how they cultivate their wholesome and evil deeds. And so he got the idea how to purify his own pure land, his land.
那法藏比丘他就思维想了五劫的，所以说我们很难得啊，他想了五劫，我们念他的佛号五劫哦。
Then the Bhikshu Dharma Treasury had contemplated on this for five kalpas. And how lucky we are that we was able to recite Amitabha's holy name after he had contemplated for five kalpas.
So, 阿兰尊者就问佛啊, 那他那时候他的寿命是多少? 他那时候的寿命是42劫, 所以说, 法藏比丘是为我们来发愿的。
Vipo Ananda had asked the Buddha the lifespan of the Bhikshu Dhamma treasury at that time. The Buddha replied his lifespan was 42 kalpas. So actually the Bhikshu Dhamma treasury had made the vow for the living beings as here.
他发愿他就设了一个蓝图他就说如果我的国度我的佛国 就不能够有第二鬼畜生，如果有这三恶趣，他就不成正觉，所以说花了48个大愿。
So the Bhikshu had made the vow. He had laid out his blueprint of his pure land. Said, if in my pure land, in my Buddha land, there shouldn't be hungry ghosts, animals, or hell beings. If there are these three evil paths, then I won't be realizing the Buddhahood. And then he further made 48 vows total.
到了18、19、20，这三个愿是为我而发的。因为他说，这十方的众生能够自心信要，想要升到他的国度的时候，只要十念，如果不升，他就不取正觉。 那19愿就是说，如果有众生发菩提心，修所有的功德来发愿，要升他的国度。临命终时的时候，他就会带着他的正众到他的前面去接引他。如果没有的话，他就不取正觉。那20愿呢，就是说我们有想到以他的名号，好。 来执众所有的来回向，要去他的国度，就是念他的名号去他的国度。如果不成就的话，他也不成正觉。所以说，这三个愿对我们的凡夫众生是非常恳切、非常需要的。
Within the 48 vows, the 18th, 19th, and 20th vows are actually made for living beings as here. It says on the 18th vows, if the beings in the 10th direction had made the wish to be reborn in my land with just simple 10 recitation, if beings will not be able to reborn in my pure land, then I will not realize the Buddhahood. 19th vows, if beings had brought forth the body mind and had created all kinds of merit and virtue, upon their death, I would welcome them with all the sages. If they are not being able to reborn in my pure land, then I will not realize the Buddhahood. 20th vow, if beings have been contemplating my holy names, and they transfer the merit and virtue to be reborn in my land, if they would not be able to reborn in my land, I would not realize the Buddhahood. So this is some sincere vow for all the living beings, which is what we have. We need them the most.
念佛无量寿佛，这都是在《无量寿经》里面揭露出来。无量寿佛，它那种光，有无量光、无边光、有无碍光，有无对光、厌亡光，还有清净光、欢喜光、还智慧光。所以说，我就讲了一些，你念的佛会得到欢喜。 那有欢喜的光会来照耀你，你念佛会得到智慧，智慧的光就会来照耀你。所以说，你一定要好好的念佛，这你念佛以后就能够 消灭的业障，所有的罪障都能够消灭，你的身你的意都很柔软，你又很欢喜很踊跃，所以说这是非常好的要念佛。
When we recite the Buddha's name, I will quote something from the Luminous Longevity Sutra that the Buddha's Amitabha also means the Luminous Longevity Buddha that has limitless light, that the light including the unobstructed light, pure light, joyful light, and wisdom light. So since there are so many different lights, I will just encourage everybody to recite the Buddha's name that will bring forth the joyful joy and wisdom, and that light will be shining and surrounding you. Through reciting the Buddha's name, that will help us to eradicate our karmic offenses and to enable us to have soft mind and gentle body. And through reciting, we will gain joy, and we should take delight in reciting Buddha's name.
我们念佛，就是还要好像参禅，不是说哦，我念的 OK 了，还要你还要这样子坐着念佛。古德要我们说，你每天要念十万声的佛号，就是希望我们的心不放逸，才能够将我们的妄想心转变成佛心啊！所以说，你要真正要往生做我们的资粮，就一定要好好的念佛，才能够要众善奉行，诸恶不作，那就是万人修万人去喽。
Through reciting the Buddha's name, we cannot just say, oh, we are doing it okay, reciting while we're sitting. And actually, we have to recite 10,000 times each day, and that is encouraging us not to be lax in order to be able to turn the false thoughts into the Buddha mind. If you truly want to be reborn in the Pure Land, we should honestly recite the Buddha's name and follow all good deeds and do no evil. Then we will be able to go to the Pure Land. Says thousands of people cultivated, thousand people will be able to go as long as we recite sincerely.
那我们念佛有三个，就是信愿行，你要信，你要相信人命无常，不会常常在的。第二个，你要相信你生的一定会死掉。那第三，你要相信轮回很危险的，你人生一失掉就不容易得回来。人家佛就讲啊，失人生就是像大地图，得人生就是像爪上的土一样这么少，所以说这是轮回的很危险的。
There are three important provisions is faith, vow and practice. We should truly believe that our life is impermanent. We should never stay forever in this world. The transmigration in birth and death is really dangerous. It's so easy to lose our human body. And losing a human body is like the earth, the dirt on the land. And gaining a human body is as little as the earth, the dirt in the hands of the Buddha. So it's really dangerous once we lost in the transmigration of birth and death.
那第四个要相信，我们这个娑婆世界是非常苦的。那第五啊，你要相信佛说的话不虚假的，没有骗我们的。那第六，你要相信实实在在有一个极乐世界净土。
We should also believe that the Saha world is really suffering. And the fifth is we should truly believe that the Buddha's words are true, and there's he's not lying to us. And we should also believe there are truly a pure land.
那第七愿，你要相信，你愿意生，就可以生到极乐世界去。那生到极乐世界去，就永不退转，不会退堕。啊，因为那个地方实在是让你都是殊胜的因缘，没有让你退心的因缘。那第九，要相信你这里一定会一生成佛，无量寿佛。所以说，没有什么事情不能办，因为他是寿命无量。第十，要相信，你一定要念佛，你的心要念。
The seven is we have to believe the vow that will help us to reborn in the pure land. Once we got reborn in the pure land, it will never be retreating from the cultivation. And the reborn in the pure land is quite supreme. And there is never any affinity that will help you, that will cause you to retreat from your cultivation. And the Buddhas of limitless longevity has bring forth a vow to help us to reborn in the pure land. And we should have the true belief that we will be able to be reborn in the pure land, and we should always be mindful of the Buddha's holy name.
我们接师父刚才的一句话，我们不要在外面流浪。那印光大师有教我们说，你无论是在家出家，必须要上敬下和，忍人所不能忍，行人所不能行，待人之劳，成人之美，静坐常常想说我自己的过错，闲谈的时候不讲人家的是非，你行住坐卧，穿衣吃饭，从早上到晚上，从晚上到早上，一句佛号就是不令他间断，或者小声的念，或者默默的念，除了念佛以外不起其他的念头。你如果妄念一起来的时候，当下就要叫他消灭，常常生惭愧心及忏悔心。虽然你有修持，总觉得我功夫很浅，没有什么好夸张的，那只管自家，不管别人，那只看好样子，不看坏样子，那看一切人都是菩萨，唯我一人实在是凡夫。所以印光大师就叫我们，你如果能够这样子依着我所说的来修行，决定可以升到西方极乐世界。
I'd like to use a words that Venerable Master just said, that we shouldn't be wandering around in the outside world. And now I'd like to quote what the great master Yin Guang has said. No matter you are at home or left home, you should be respectful to those above you and be nice and to those below, and we should bear what other people cannot endure and practice what other cannot practice. We should always do things for other and help other to accomplish what they are doing. And we should always contemplate what mistake we have made. Whenever we are talking to other, we shouldn't be talking about others right and wrong. Either we are walking, sitting down, lying down, or standing. And whenever we are eating or put on clothes from morning to night, from night to morning, we should never stop reciting the Buddha's name. We can either recite it in a lower voice or silently. Other than reciting the Buddha's name, we shouldn't strike up any other thoughts. Whenever we have any thoughts arise, we should immediately make it to cease, to stop. We should always bring forth the mind of being ashamed or in repentance. Even though we have some kind of cultivation, we should always feel like we don't actually have any kind of practice. We shouldn't be bragging about ourselves. We should always be mindful of our own business without stuck our nose in other people's. We should always look at good examples. We shouldn't look at others' bad manners. We should always see other people as bodhisattva and consider ourselves just an ordinary person. If you can follow what I have said to practice, you will definitely be able to be reborn in the Western Pure Land.
古德这么讲，他说：“你爱不重，不生娑婆；你念不一，就不生极乐。”那我们要来讲这个念不一，不生极乐。我们要这种就是讲到助念的临终的，很需要，很需要的。我们临终这一关是非常要紧的。世间有愚痴的人呢，就是父母眷属临终的时候，他就痛哭啊，就跟着赶快跟着王子赶快洗身体啊，换衣服啊，只是图世间人说他很乖，他很好，就给他好看，给他好看而已的，不计较有害到这个亡人，这实则啊，这是不念佛的人，那还没有话讲哦。那我们讲说。是你如果想要真正你想要往生啊，临终碰到这种眷属一定都会被他破坏掉正念，还会留下来娑婆世界。
The ancient virtues said that if without a lot of love you won't be reborn in the Sangha worldIf without single-mindedly reciting the Buddha's name, you won't be able to reborn in the Pure Land. The time that we are passing is really important. There are foolish people in this world. They will cry out loud when their relatives are passing, and they will quickly want to wash their body and change their clothes. And actually, changing their clothes is just making the appearance looking good, but actually you are delaying or harming this disease to be reborn in the Pure Land. So if you have seen people like that, they were only help the disease to be reborn in the Sangha world again.And they won't be able to be born in the Pure Land.
所以说，临终助念，他有一个譬如啊，譬如一个很害怕、没有胆量的人要上山，他自己的力量不足，还好有前面跟他拉着，后面跟他推，就是说左右着这样子扶着他，你不用怕，你可以登到最高的山峰上去。所以说，念。助念的时候，就让他有一个很大的信心。临终正念，他就明明白白，就不会给魔的眷属，或者是魔的亲友这些啊，来破坏他。
So reciting for the disease at the upon their upon their death, there's an example. It's like when people are so in, they are fearful to go up to the mountain, and they are afraid that they won't be able to make it with their own strength. So there are people pulling this person up from in front of him, and there are people pushing him up from behind, and there are also people holding him up from left and right. And that was helping this person to go up to the peak of the mountain. So reciting the Buddha's name for the deceased is like you're bringing more faith and confidence for this deceased. So they will have clear mind that they will be definitely be reborn in the Pure Land, and they won't be damaged by the demonic retinue.
他是很勇敢，他有办法，是一种勇士的这种力量。他可以上山，他自己很充足，资历很充足。他的亲戚朋友，只是你帮我拿这个，你帮我拿那个，就给他负担太重了，所以他身疲力竭，都没有办法过的这个山崖，就有一个退转了。所以说，这种得失啊，你要知道是由他。 而起来的，时时在在是我们自己往昔啊，都是成全破坏人家的善恶业的原因所造成的。Another
kind of people is this person who is so brave and courageous warrior that will be able to go up to the mountain with his own strength, but unfortunately, his relatives were burdening him with all various kind of things that he got fatigued at the end of his life, that he won't be able to go up to the peak of the mountain. All this was caused by his karma in the past, that he was affecting others from being reborn in the Pure Land. So this is a cause and effect.
凡是我们修行敬业，就是凡是我们修行念佛的这种啊行者，你一定要成全人家的正念，即以为这都是我们的眷属，是其他的厉害。这种他如果没有去，他一定在留下来娑婆世界。所以说，每一个人都要知道。 要走的时候是重在他的身世，不重在他的事情场面好看呐。所以说，这是每个人都应该要懂得一点点的了。So
the practitioner reciting the Buddha's name, we should help other people to maintain their proper thought upon their birth, upon the edge of their passing. And we should know what this is quite important things that once they cannot be reborn in the Pure Land, they will return back to the Saha world. So we should help them to maintain the proper thought and proper mind of reciting the Buddha's name. It's not the matter of the appearance, it's the matter of their mind. What's matter is their consciousness. If they knew they are going to be reborn in the Pure Land, and then you will be able to help them to accomplish being reborn in the Pure Land. And this is at least something that we should know.
我们回家好好的跟全家人父母兄弟姐妹大家一起念佛。如果 有助念团最好，如果没有，我们自己家人也可以促成一个助念团，这是非常好的一个。So
we should all go home, encourage our families, parents, brothers and sisters to recite the Buddha's name. If we will be able to have a group helping other people to recite Buddha's name upon their death, that would be best. But if not, at least our family member will be able to recite the Buddha's name for your relatives. 阿弥陀佛。
阿弥陀佛。